If I had €100, £100, or even $100 for every time I've advised someone not to write a blog post, not to start a blog post by looking at a blank page or looking at a blank screen on a computer. If I had €100 for every time I've done that, I'd be a rich man. I could retire. Yep. Every time I see a blog post to be written, I think of all the poor bastards who assume that you have to start with a blank page and a computer. Because that's really, really hard to do. I mean, if you've done it 100 times, fair enough. But if you haven't, it's really difficult. It's much, much easier to start by recording an audio of what you intend to say, how you intend to say it, the order in which you intend to say things, or even to just higgledy-piggledy record the ground over which you intend to walk in the blog post. That frees up the clarity. And you can always get somebody, or even yourself, to type up exactly what you said. And you end up with a blog post in which the main problem is actually the typing up of something that already exists. Well, of course, blog posts don't have to be written. They can be photographs, they can be cartoons, they can be videos. In other words, the story that you're trying to tell in a blog post can be told by other ways than words. They can even be told in designs, in doodles, they can be told in music. So a blog post is really a multimedia opportunity. And I have one now, and I have to produce the equivalent of 600 words. I don't, to be truthfully, know whether or how many photographs I can include. But why am I doing this? I'm doing this because I want to be able to sit in a room in Cong, which is a place on the border of County Mayo and County Galway in Ireland. It's called by some people a Mayo village, others call it a halfway between the two counties. Now, on Saturday, November the 30th. There's a free gathering. Free, you don't have to pay to go to it. Well, as far as I know, you never have to pay to go to an unconference. It's called congregation.ie, spelt in the usual way that you'd spell congregation. But isn't it so clever? C-O-N-G as the place it's in, congregation.ie. Now, there are going to be 100 people. There are going to be 10 venues. There are going to be 4 sessions. There are going to be no tickets. I quote from the website, you must blog your way in. There's going to be an ebook produced afterwards. And there's a call for blog papers. Now, I don't know the difference between a blog post and a blog paper, but essentially I know I've got to produce 600 words or the equivalent of it. So how difficult is that going to be? And I have to do it today. I will not go to bed tonight unless I've done it. So I'm starting here. The blog post has certain specifications in addition to the number of words. The number of words gives the length, and it's a bloody awful length for me, because if they said write 2,000 words, I'd find it infinitely easier than writing 600. I could take a topic and I could address it across a range of angles, and I could do my very best to, you know, expand and pull it together, sort of in the writing. So that you make a point, you address an issue, you broaden it out, then you pull it together, then you do it next, and then you do the same thing with the whole thing. So that wouldn't be too difficult if it was 2,000 words. Within 600 words is actually quite a challenge, because in addition to that, I got to produce a synopsis. Well, that shouldn't be too hard when it's all done. You know, that's an opportunity to do a piece of copywriting which will make the longer piece attractive, and I ought to be able to do that. You know, I specialise in copywriting desire. In other words, writing stuff that would help people to drop their opposition, their suspicion, and help them to become enthusiastic, and as a result of their enthusiasm, to sort of have their desire satisfied. Okay, that part is fairly straightforward. Four takeaway points. Now, I've got to give 4 takeaway points. What exactly is a takeaway point? Is it takeaway point a call to action? Is it, you know, if you hear nothing else from me today, here are the 4 points I want you to take away. That's what I think it is. And that's definitely where, you know, when I finish the product, when I finish producing it, I'm going to put the 4 takeaway points on top rather than at the bottom. Because if you don't put them on the top, people might give up reading the rest of it. And and you know, if you put the takeaway points at the bottom, you're actually asking people to do more than you're asking them to do if you give them the takeaway points up front. If you give them great takeaway points, they're going to say to themselves, well, how did she get to that position? How did he get to that position? Whatever. I got to produce a biography. That shouldn't be hard. I got one written already. And I got to give contact details, and that's a doddle. And the submissions are to be in by today, tonight. And spaces will be allocated on a first-come, first-served basis. So I got to get off my arse. I got to do this. I don't think I actually have a constraint on what I have to do. Now, but what would I write about? Well, first of all, what's the purpose of congregation? Because actually, in truth, I'm using the congregation platform for whatever I'm going to produce. So I sensibly should be thinking about what is their purpose, not starting with what my purpose is. So my purpose is to do more meaningful marketing. You know, as change agents branding. Fair enough. You know, dead easy to write down what I'm hoping to do in at the moment. But no, this is somebody else's platform. What is the purpose? Now, the organization, congregation.ie, for which I have only recently been, you know, attracted, it aims to do, you know, I suppose something very simple. And this, I quote from them, to harness peer-to-peer sharing. Okay, that's to get a load of people sharing with each other. To harness peer-to-peer sharing and enable deeper connection between attendees. Okay, so we get together, we do something. We do something when we meet face-to-face, but also what we have to do beforehand is actually, you know, building the foundation for deeper connection. Some of the people, I will never have heard of them. Consequently, that's sort of opening a connection. Some of them I will have heard about, and this will be actually, in a sense, giving me an idea about what their best shot of contributing to this event would be like, and that'll definitely deepen the connection. As everyone is a stakeholder. Okay, we're all a stakeholder. But to be honest, some stakeholders are more important than others. Whoever owns the platform, congregation.ie, is the major stakeholder, whether they like to call themselves that or not. Whoever owns the platform, you know, to use that dreadful jargon, if you like, the platform. But whoever owns it, whoever moderates it, whoever determines what the call for contribution will be, they're a massive stakeholder. You know, and the rest of us start off, or certainly I do, in the position of gratitude towards them. God, I better hurry up. I meant to pick up Roger overall now and go and do a photo shoot. So that is kind of a little bit about me warming up, sharing the warming up. You can find it on everything, all the news on congregation.ie. And if I tell you that the event organizer is called Owen Kennedy, and he said this, congregation.ie was born out of experience with standard conferences where the attendees don't have a voice, but have lots of insights and experience that they would freely share if given the opportunity. That's classic unconferencing stuff, right? That is, there's a one conference movement in the whole world, and he's bringing the unconference experience to a place called Kong. Now, Kong is where the quiet man was shot. Kong is a place quite small. I have not really been there. I have been through it, past it. You could kind of miss it reasonably easily, but in a beautiful part of the world. And I expect the weather to be dreadful, so I don't expect to be able to enjoy it. And I better stop talking to you. Thanks a million for listening this far. I still don't know what I'm going to write about. Bye. P.S. Silly, silly me. I know what I'm going to write about. I'm going to write about copywriting. I'm going to write about going, how to go and use somebody else's platform. How to write a guest blog post on somebody else's platform. A little bit about how to write it, but the biggest thing is
the strategy you have in relation to using somebody else's platform. That's what I'm going to write about. Wow, it all has become clear through this audio. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that a bit like, isn't that ever so helpful and useful? So do an audio, talk things through to yourself. You don't have to share it, I will, but that's it. Anyway, there we go. All the best. Bye.